This poem is called Verona. It's written about a place that Karen Pavelka and I lived in Verona. We had a roommate named Frank and two cats named Lenny and Bob. When we asked Frank to leave, he left the cats and they became our cats. Then when Karen left, they became her cats. But the apartment itself had an interesting kitchen. It was a double galley kitchen, and one side was the workstation, and the other side of the wall was an eating station. That also had a really nice window that faced the east. I wrote a lot in Verona. It was a good place. Here's the poem, Verona. Out the north window, tops of trees emerge from a mist. The fog is drawing away. First a fullness, then a line. Detail and blending. Bending like a taken path, leading my eyes impatient with the haze, curling northward towards the stars and the night. The steamed windows to the east cloud a view of the sea, slapping against old wood and hoisted nets. To the west lies the land, to the south the past. At the navel, knotted and constantly washed, we sit incongruously leaning and turning, covering each other daily. We speak of our distractions, confusions, and needs. Half in their own submerged world, jerk squirming to the deck, sporadic. What do you see? She asks, curling her parted thighs beneath her. A smile spreads like a breeze on her face. Her freckles pop like the sun. My body feels like a post, almost covered in sand. She says, talk to me specifically. My body is hot wood and sand. She says, if we buy a dog, will you teach her to love me? What would you teach her to do to me? I think about her feet, and her toes begin to twitch. There is a sense of advantage that could lead to betrayal.